I guess it looks as if you're reorganizing your records.
Yeah.
Chronological?
No.
Not alphabetical?
Nope.
What?
Autobiographical.
That sounds...
comforting.
Yes.
For the Record on Nova 103.5. My name is Jacques and welcome to For the Record, a show where I'll go to my record collection, choose an artist, pick an album of theirs, and we do a bit of a deep dive. Today's an eye-opening kind of day, and for all the wrong reasons. I feel like nothing is going to remind you that you are getting old, quite like finding out albums that you bought yourself in your childhood are more than 20 years old. Like, what are you talking about? It was released like the other day. No, Jacques, the other day is over 25 years ago. So from an aging person, let me introduce today's album, something I got in my childhood, but now coming in at 26 years of age. Today's album, it's The Offspring, Americana.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
It feels like it was released the other day, but the other day was November 17th, 1998. I'm not alone in this. Even the band themselves feels the same. Here's band guitarist Noodles, and that's not his real name. It's a nickname at least. Noodles.
I can't believe it's been that long. Yeah. I think we want to pretend it hasn't been.
Before the release of Americana, Offspring already had quite a bit of success. Their third album, Smash, released in 1994, sold millions. But the follow-up album, Ixnay on the Hombre, while still successful, didn't hit those same numbers. So what do? Do you change it up completely in the hopes that the new musical route would help you get that success again? Not exactly. The Offspring frontman Dexter Holland, in the lead-up to the album's release, said in an interview with Guitar World magazine, "The idea wasn't to reinvent the wheel. We expanded our horizons on our last record, and that's okay, but I don't feel like you have to be completely different on every record." Just a quick side note, the frontman of The Offspring, Dexter Holland, I know we're focusing on the album, Americana, today, but at some point I need to talk about this guy all on his own. Very weird, interesting kind of guy. Coming up, let's talk the influence of the album. But first, here's some music. The second single released off the album, it's The Offspring's Americana, with a song that has a pretty straightforward message. Why don't you get a job?
My friend's got a girlfriend and he hates that shit. He tells me every day. He says, man, I really gotta lose my chick in the worst kind of way. She says, she wants more tea.
The Offspring, Why Don't You Get a Job, of today's For the Record. It's their album, Americana. The band entered the studio in July of 1998 to start writing and recording, and before long, they realized, without intending it, a theme was developing around the album. Americana contains themes of unhappy American lifestyles. Singer Dexter Holland and guitarist Noodles on Canadian music show Much Music.
Well, I mean, they're just kind of little stories about stuff going on today. And I mean, you know, today it's like everything's like the Jerry Springer show. I mean, it's kind of a freak show. So we wanted to talk about that a little bit.
You know, Americana usually denotes examples of American culture that are kind of lighthearted or, you know, or just nice, cute examples of American culture. And we're looking around, you know, what we see around our house growing up, what we see on TV, and what we've done is just given little examples of what we see is American culture on the dark side and little kind of dark illustrations of what's going on. So you get a kind of a balanced view.
You hear of bands having influences from all walks of life, but to have this...
Jerry has what? More ass than you do.
The Jerry Springer Show is an influence? Weird. One of the songs inspired directly by shows like Jerry Springer and Ricky Lake, and of today's For the Record, The Offspring's Americana, is a song in which The Offspring lead singer Dexter Holland has a girlfriend with issues, and he's paying the price. She uses him as a therapist, so they're always talking about her ex and her relationship with her father. He's getting fed up, and he can't help her. The song, She's Got Issues.
Yeah.
For the record on Nova 103.5. For the record on Nova 103.5.
It's the best collection I've ever seen.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, I can only afford to buy just a few of these.
Give me 50 bucks and they're all yours.
My name is Jacques and welcome back to For the Record. Spinning today, it's The Offspring's Americana.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
Americana was released on November 17th, 1998, and it was big. It sold 198,000 copies in its first week and went on to sell over 10 million copies worldwide. It's a pretty decent achievement from a punk rock band from Southern California. The frontman, I said I want to talk about him because when you think punk bands, you maybe think the frontman, you'll think to yourself, cool, not the most intellectual type. Maybe all he cares about is where the next beer is coming from. And I gotta say, Dexter Holland, frontman of The Offspring, he is far from it. In fact, Dexter isn't even his real name. His real name is Brian. Dexter was a nickname given to him because of how smart he is. So, how smart are we talking here? Let's just say, when he goes and fills in official documentation, he doesn't tick the Mr. box. He ticks the doctor box. Dexter Holland was a doctoral student at the Laboratory of Viral Oncology and Proteomics Research at Keck School of Medicine, and he was awarded his PhD on May 12, 2017. His research is pretty big stuff, as he describes here in an interview with Kevin and Bean from K-Rock.
I'm involved in HIV research, right? And HIV, of course, is the virus that causes AIDS. MicroRNAs are small molecules that we all have in our cells. Scientists have only discovered these over the last 10 years or so. And it turns out that microRNAs are involved in regular cell processes, but we found that they're also involved in diseases such as AIDS or cancer and stuff. So it's sort of like a new angle of, in a way that we can possibly fight these diseases.
Do you think that the work that you're doing, and again, this is the voice of our friend Dexter Holland from The Offspring here on the Kevin Beach Show, we're talking about his paper that he has just published. Do you think that this research potentially, honestly, could lead to them cracking the AIDS mystery that we've been fighting for the last 35 years?
Yeah, I think so. There's a lot of promising research out there, but this is one of them. There's definitely promise.
Wow, amazing. Do you take a lot of ribbing from the other guys in the band when you start talking stuff like this? Do they just not want to hear from you?
They think I'm a nerd.
So, crazy smart. What else? Well, once upon a once, Dexter Holland decided he wants to get his pilot's license. And then, in November of 2004, completed a 10-day solo flight around the world, just because. On top of that, he does a ton of charity and philanthropy work, and one day, since he's from Southern California where Mexican food is king, while eating Mexican food, he decided he wants to make his own hot sauce. Introducing Gringo Bandito. It has sold over 1 million bottles and is available in like 500 restaurants, 7,000 shopping centers, and it's also a top ranked hot sauce on Amazon. Who is this guy?
Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
Honestly, if I saw him flying around in a suit of armor, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. And yet, with all those achievements, that inner punk rock kid is still alive and well as it was when recording Americana. The inner anarchy came to the front when asked why the band covered Morris Albert's Feelings. Here's Dexter Holland.
It just kind of seemed like a song that needed to be destroyed.
One of those songs.
Needed a jab.
Yeah. It annoyed you when you were a kid, right? You heard it on the radio, and it was fun to just play with it, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Like Sid Vicious, Do It My Way or whatever. I mean, just take a song and trash it. It was kind of fun to do.
Of today's For the Record, it's The Offspring's Americana. Here's them covering Morris Albert's Feelings.
Yeah.
The Offspring, Feelings, a cover of a Morris Albert song. Americana, an album with the theme of unhappy American lifestyles as described by the band. And with songs like Get a Job or She's Got Issues or Pretty Fly for a White Guy, there's a bit of tongue-in-cheek fun to be had. And then the band released The Kids Aren't All Right.
Really, I think what inspired me to finish the song was driving through our old neighborhood. We grew up in Garden Grove, and I hadn't been there for a while, and I drove through to see a relative and saw how there are all these houses that pretty much, you know, hadn't changed. They just looked much older, of course, because I hadn't been there in so long. And it got me to thinking about who had grown up there and the kids we had grown up with and hearing about what had happened to them. They had had a lot of them pretty rough lives, you know.
Unplanned pregnancy, unemployment, drug addiction, and suicide. The song deals with more intense subjects than an upset girlfriend. Despite not becoming as big a hit as the other singles released off the album, The Kids Aren't Alright slowly built itself as one of the cult favorites of the band. Spinning now, off today's For the Record, The Offspring's Americana, The Kids Aren't Alright. On Nova 103.5. You're tuned to For the Record only on Nova 103.5.
Yes, she's here. Bring it to me now. Thank you, Phil.
Why'd you get it sent here?
Carla wouldn't approve. She thinks it's dumb to spend $600 on an LP. Well,
Carla's right. Why don't you just spend $13 on a CD, man?
My name is Jacques, and welcome back to For the Record. Spinning today, The Offspring's Americana. Call it like you want, some really amazing, amazing songs on this album, but the success was built on the back of one single. Like I say, the other singles didn't hurt, but this single got them that first week sales of 198,000 copies.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
Pretty Pretty Fly for a White Guy was the single released before the rest of the album came up, the single that builds momentum and interest, and it did exactly that. The song hit the top 10 in charts across the globe, and I think it was because of the simple, sincere message. Here's Dexter and Noodles.
Really, the last piece that started to bring it all together was me just leaving my house one morning and going to Starbucks and just noticing all the guys. I mean, people, you know, we live in a pretty middle-class neighborhood stuff, and you know, a lot of white kids really getting into hip hop and dressing the part, and to me some of it goes a little overboard.
Well, it's funny when, you know, it's like anybody who gets into a new fad and they just get so into it and they're trying on all these clothes and trying to affect the lingo, but they don't really have it yet, haven't lived it.
Yeah, right.
You know, and then next month it's something new, you know, whatever the next cool thing is.
When the song came out, a lot of people saw it as an attack of sorts on hip hop, which wasn't the case. The song instead ridicules a, quote, wannabe gangster who's immersed in hip-hop culture. Not because he truly loves or understands it, but because it's trendy, it makes him feel tough, and he believes he's gonna get the ladies. He's in it for all the wrong reasons. The song has a strong Latin feel to it, and there's a really good reason behind that. Here's Dexter Holland.
We grew up listening to punk rock, and that was kind of what started us and stuff. I think it was other bands from LA that I'm really super into too. I'm really into War. I think they're a great band. Santana, of course. And to me, that almost sounded a little bit like a Santana riff, an Oye Como Va kind of thing, which I thought was really cool. And as I just kind of kept on turning that riff around in my head, I was trying to think of what else you could put it on top of it. And it was kind of one of those things where I just kind of kept on thinking of ideas to go on top of it and around it and stuff. And a lot of it was real kind of Latin influence and stuff.
Another Latin-inspired element of the song is the counting, the uno, dos, tres.
Yeah, you know, of course, with the uno, dos, tres. See, a lot of times songs, they'll come about kind of over, at least for me, over a period of time. We're in between tours. We went on tour and went to South America, and I'm sitting in a radio station in Buenos Aires, and they're saying, you know, test, test. And they go, test, test. They go, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, whatever, you know, and that just kind of started sticking with me. And then
I can do something with that.
A couple other strange things about the song. What about the intro? Like, before the music kicks in, this happens. That is actually sampled from Def Leppard's song, Rock of Ages. The song was very successful. Number 5 on the US rock charts, number 1 on the UK singles chart, but perhaps the true indication of iconic success and the biggest pat a band can get on the back is Weird Al Yankovic took Pretty Fly for a White Guy and parodied it in Pretty Fly for a Rabbi.
And all the goyim say I'm pretty fly for a rabbi.
My name is Jacques, and thanks for hanging out on today's episode of For the Record, where we looked at Southern California punk band The Offspring's album, Americana. Ending the show with the album's first single, here's The Offspring with Pretty Fly for a White Guy. I'll catch you again next week, same time, same place, for another episode of For the Record.
Say I'm pretty fly for a white guy. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
You know it's kind of hard just to get along.
Now he's getting a tattoo, yeah, he's getting ink done. He asked for a 13, but they drew a 31. Friends say he's trying too hard, and he's not quite hip. But in his own mind, he's the Joker.
Cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
So don't be fake. Play it straight. You know he really doesn't get it anyway. Gotta play the field. Keep it real. For you know way. For you know way. So if you don't rate, just overcompensate. At least you know you can always go on regulate. The world needs wannabes. Ah. The world loves wannabes. So let's get some more wannabes. Ah. Hey, hey, do that brand new thing.
For the record on Nova 103.5.